The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents, so here I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will go rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. So now, do you think faith alone saves? With this gospel today, where did they get this idea that faith alone saves? Very clear. In the gospel today, you and I are given talents, the seed of faith. We were given something. Do you think God will simply say, "Okay, do nothing, go ahead. I died for you, don't do anything at all"? No. So this faith alone saves is stupid. It's crazy. It's against what Christ tells us. You have to do something with your life of grace. You cannot simply sit down and do nothing. That's why sometimes I don't understand why they have the guts to say that. Faith alone, no? Very clear in the Bible. God entrusted some talents. Do something about it. Now the question is, what do you do with it and why do you do it? Of course, hopefully all of us here should do it to glorify God. That's it. Because if you do things, good things, to glorify yourself, are you pleasing God? No. You do it out of love for God. You do it to glorify God. So whatever you do, if you do it for the glory of God, little as it may be, normal as it may be, but if you do it to glorify God, it will please God. For example, like the saints. We have Saint Teresa of Lisieux. She was an ordinary nun in a monastery. What did she do that's great in the eyes of the world? Nothing. She simply what? Wash dishes, clean the toilets, clean the house. Nothing great. But she did it all to glorify God, to love God. Everything. And that is her greatness. See, the problem with us in the world that we live in, we think of greatness based on the likes we have on Facebook, based on how many emails we get, or how many people know us. No. Eventually, when you and I will die or at the point of dying, do you think the media will focus on your dying? No. Everybody who's left is gone. It's only between you and God. And God will ask you and I, what have you done really? Oh, Father, Father in heaven, I have done many things that the world is a witness to it. Do you think God cares if the world witnessed your so-called good works? No. It doesn't add anything to him. He owns the universe. And whatever good things you have done, that we have done, because it is expected of us by whom? Not by people, but by God. No? So it's not quantity, it's how, what is in your heart when you did it. So here comes these three guys. One was given 5 talents, one was given 2 talents, and the other one did nothing at all. I hope everybody is doing something, huh? Don't say that, oh, Father, I went to Mass. Is that enough? No. First of all, when we go to Mass, it is because we need God. No? This is not charitable work. This is for our own self. No? It is we who need the Eucharist. It is we who are following God's instruction to worship Him, to praise Him. Other than that, what have you done to really show to God that you are actually loving Him? And what do we know in our faith? What you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. Meaning what? Those who are poor, again, distinction. The poor in America is different from the poor in the third world country. The poor that we are identified should have been what? Those who are helpless. Who among the helpless have you had a chance to really help this week, this past month, this past year? So in America, we have helpless people. The widows, the orphans, the sick, those who have been abandoned by family. When I go to nursing homes, it's sad because there are many parents, grandparents, who are there, and what? Nobody remembers them. Nobody visits them. No? They have been just dumped there because it's practical. And then their own children and grandchildren continue with their lives as if they don't exist anymore. No? Oh, Father, I go to church every Sunday. But if you cannot even love your own family and left behind in a nursing home and forgotten, how can you really say that you love God? See, that's one of the things that somehow scandalized me when I came to America. In the Philippines, the grandparents are surrounded by their children and grandchildren. The grandparents are the center of the family. My goodness, here in America, they even sue grandparents and they don't want the grandparents to have anything to do with the grandchildren. Why would you do that? Why would you even alienate the grandparents from the grandchildren? See, the thing about being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, it's all about how much you love. And how can you say you love God if you cannot even show your love, respect, kindness towards your own? And then you seek out helping people from different countries in the world. That's good. But what's the basic tenet? Charity begins at home. Everybody knows that, yes or no? Everybody knows that. But I've seen people, oh boy, they are good social workers. They help countries from all over the world. But their own children, they have forgotten because they are so busy saving the world. Again, those are nice things. But if you do not even follow the basic rule, charity begins at home, what's the use of saving the world and losing your own family? In my case, when God called me to be a priest, I had to what? Entrust my own family to Him. When my father died when he was 46 and I was 18 and I was in the seminary, I said, Lord, what the heck? Why did you have to take away my dad and now I have to make a choice? Do I leave the priesthood or leave the seminary and take care of my family? Or should I entrust my family to you and go with the priesthood? I had to make a big choice. And I said to God, okay, I'm going to follow your call, but you better take care of my family. Again, that's trust. It's illogical, but it's trust. How many have seen priests and nuns who left the vocation to take care of their mothers? Again, that's not bad, but that is not what you are meant to do. See, the thing about having faith in God, you better ask yourself, what am I meant to do? If I do things because it feels good and not really according to the will of God, that's iffy. You better ask yourself, am I? Remember, this is not my saying. If you love your mom, your dad more than me, you are not worthy of me. So how strong is your faith? Between if you have to choose between God and family, see? How serious are you in giving up everything for the glory of God? That is how much love you should have for God. Not the superficial love that some people think that they have. That, oh yes, I love Jesus, I love God, but I only think about Him, worshiping Him only on Sundays, but the rest of the week I don't even pray. Is that good? Do you think praying is a burden to you, for you? If you really love God, what do you do? Prayer becomes what? A constant desire to connect. If you connect with your friends in Facebook or email more than you connect with God every day, there must be something wrong with your faith. So you have to ask yourself, because today is the last Sunday of ordinary time. Next week is Advent again. Meaning what? The attitude of waiting. We are waiting again for what? For a second coming, wherein there will be final judgment. But don't wait for final judgment. Why? Because maybe tomorrow you'll die. And when you die tomorrow or today, and then what will God ask you? What did you do really with your faith? What did you do really to glorify me? See, the thing about people, they think judgment is all about the general judgment. No. Every time you and I, when we die, you will be judged right away. And if we are found worthy to be with Him and that you pleased Him, then you go straight to heaven. But if you die without glorifying Him, without following His will, and denying all the bad things you have done and not take responsibility for it, you know where you're going. And hopefully all of us here are trying more and more each day to glorify Him, but we fail, but we always say to God, we always say to God, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, I acknowledge my sinfulness, please help me to grow more. Then hopefully all of us, when we die, where do we go? Hopefully purgatory. That's the last. Jeez. That's why. See? What do you think is more merciful? Huh? Is purgatory a sign of God's mercy? Yes or no? Yes or no? What do you think? If there is only heaven and hell, And there is no purgatory.
Huh?
My goodness, you better be scared. You better be scared if there is only heaven and hell. But because there is purgatory, oh, thank God I made it. It's like going to Mass. Every Sunday, last 2 minutes, people will rush in. It's so cute. In every Mass, in every Sunday, there is the same people. Same people, last 2 minutes, they'll come rushing in. If I were strict, I'd close the door before you can come in. Sorry, you're late. Same thing here. When you die and you are found wanting, what will God say? Tell us. I do not know you. Wow. Do you like God to tell you when you die that he doesn't know you? Or would you like to say what Christ said today in the gospel? Come, enjoy the banquet. So please, please, for your sake, work on this faith that we have. Don't let it die. Don't take it for granted. Make sure it grows. And I'm telling you because I have also from experience how lacking I was when I was young. How I had to grow because the more I desire God, the more I realize God's love for me, the more I realize I found myself lacking. And I always beg God, Lord, help me to love you more and more each day. And I know in reality that I am not worthy of your love for me. But please help me, because I know the greatness of your love. If only you knew and realized the treasure, heaven, God, how great it is, you really work for it. But sadly, we work for what? For cheap things. Yes or no? Whatever this world offers. Whatever this world offers, is it cheap compared to heaven? What do you think? Huh? You think whatever you have now, millions of dollars, big houses, nice cars, those are cheap things compared to God. So make sure, huh? Again, I say what I have to say, not because I'm better than you, but because it is my obligation and privilege to lead you to God. If I can make a dent and make you realize the greatness of God's gift, and you are changing, good. If you are still going to decide to work for worldly things and glorify yourself, what? Good.